The Royal Family. In the wake of repeated retaliation and rejection from the Jewish leaders, even after Jesus undisputedly displays his lordship, Jesus' family appears, perhaps nudged by the Pharisees, but clearly not in full understanding as yet. Jesus goes on to explain who his royal family and his real family is. We see three players in this passage and prior. Firstly, the religious leaders, who are the condemning enemy or the anointed family. Secondly, Jesus' mother and brothers, the condescending family or the appointed family. And finally, Jesus' disciples, who are the celebrating devotees, the true adopted family. So first we look at the anointed family. Anointed by God, most of the Pharisees, Sadducees, and leaders' worship was wasted, their words blasphemous. Instead of keeping the law, they were tripping others with it. By condemning the Most High Son of God, Jesus prophesies that their own sons will condemn them. It is important that we not fall into the same trap, but introspect Pharisaical attitudes in our lives. What lessons can we learn from Jesus to tackle them? Secondly, we have the condescending family or the appointed family. In the absence of his earthly father, Jesus had probably been playing role as head for a while. We know his brothers did not believe in him, John 7:1-5. Probably tipped by the Jewish leaders to keep him from impending danger, they stand outside his crowded meeting, sending for him and seeking to give him advice through a mediator. Sadly, they were not in there receiving his message. In another situation, John 7:1-4, we see that they did not realize his life was in danger. They misunderstood his motives and desires and gave him advice which was counterproductive. It is heartening to know that after Jesus' death, they became his loyal disciples. They too became part of the royal family. We as God's chosen people also tend to take Jesus for granted and shut out what he is saying. Like his immediate family, do we talk, interrupt, or require mediators? Or are we truly sitting at his feet and listening to every word? Thirdly, we have the celebrating devotee or the adopted family. In Matthew 20:49-50, it says, stretching out his hand towards the disciples, he said, behold my mother and my brother. For whoever does the will of my Father who is in heaven, he is my brother and sister and mother. What an amazing privilege to be part of the royal family. There are many benefits too, including being ministered by angels. Hebrews 1:14. Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? Reflect on what it means today for us to deserve to be called his disciples and to be part of his royal family.